In old school games, life is cheap. In old school games, life is cheap. Don't be a dope, bring a torch or a rope, or you might go down in a heap. You might go down in a heap.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Down in a Heap podcast. I'm your host Rob, podcasting to you live from beautiful Northeast Minneapolis. Today is just a little quickie, kind of multi-thought, throwing spaghetti against the wall to see if it sticks kind of thing. And I haven't even really thought this through. It's just something that popped in my head, and I don't even know if I'm going to release this. I might it's kind of a audio diary maybe. But I was listening to the latest episode of Monsters and Treasure from Daniel Norton and K.R. King, and they were talking about metacurrency in RPGs. And I'm not really, having played with a few different systems that utilize it, I'm thinking especially Benny's and Savage Worlds and luck points in DCC and burning stats for spell burn in DCC and inspiration in 5e and just fame and fortune points and top seeker, whatever. Using luck points for rerolls in various OSR games and stuff, I've come to realize I don't really like them. And in part because there's usually no cost involved with it. In DCC, at least, you're burning your luck, and luck is a stat. Or when you're spell burning, you're decreasing stats and stuff, so there is some kind of something that gives you pause about doing it. But I was thinking to myself, what in a game that has levels, a D&D kind of game, what if you just sacrificed a level to keep your character alive or to keep them from being turned to stone or missing a save that causes you to die and stuff. Instead, you sacrifice a level. And I think I'd only use it for that, because that's really the only stakes I think that a player would willingly sacrifice a level for his character. I don't know. Has anyone tried doing this? Or maybe there's a game out there, a D&D-style spinoff that utilizes that. So the other thing, if I remember right now, having all kinds of healing in the game. Some see it as a necessity in a D&D kind of game. Some, I think, view it almost as a crutch or something, and that the game, if you don't have so much healing in it, changes the behavior of the players, and they play more cautiously, and maybe think of more interesting things to do. Different approaches rather than just unsheathing the sword and solving every problem that way. But what if healing also did something? I've thought about doing this in a variety of ways, but one, maybe it's a slow kind of healing. Maybe it takes a turn for every point of healing, and in the process of healing, the creature being healed is actually in complete agony as the wound knits together and their metabolism is changing and stuff like that. So they're actually incapacitated the entire time they're healing. That would almost prevent you from using it in combat. And it would tie up time in like a dungeon where I heal him for 6 points. All right, well, that's an hour of game time that this character is out of action. The other thing I was thinking is maybe it would age you prematurely. For every point of magical healing a character receives, they age a month. Anyone try healing at a cost? Let me know what you think. Let me know your experiences. Thanks for listening. Don't go down in a heap. While driving here into work, I realized I forgot to thank John from Tale of the Manticore for his version of my theme song. And I'm also thinking about some other things regarding what I brought up, first and foremost, that I wonder if I've actually brought up either or both of these things before in a podcast. Is that Vancian podcasting like Roy used to kid Hobbs about? But one other thing I thought of as like a cost is perhaps the cleric or druid or whoever cast the healing spell, if they didn't fulfill the potential, so they fell short in the role, perhaps they could infuse their own life force using the spell as a conduit into the person they're healing. So, say you cast a Cure Light Wounds spell, which in BX is a D6 plus 1, and you only roll a 2, so you heal 3 points. That leaves up to 4 untapped potential healing points. You could hurt yourself, in essence, take your life essence and transfer it to the person you're healing. So you could purposely take up to 4 points of damage to the cleric casting the spell and transfer those hit points to the person being healed. And maybe you only use these at a cost kind of things if you created arcane healing for as like magic user spells or something. Maybe the cleric spells themselves wouldn't have costs. But I kind of like the idea of having these at a cost kind of features in healing, because you know sometimes I do feel like, at least in some versions of the game where you get bonus spells and clerics start out with, you know, like an AD&D, they start out with a spell and then they almost have no threshold to get 2 bonus spells. I think you get 1 at Wisdom 13 and Wisdom 14, so it's, I think most clerics would have like a 14 or higher Wisdom, so you're in essence starting out with 3 first level spells in like an AD&D game, and that's quite a bit of healing at your fingertips if you fill all 3 of those slots with Cure Light Wound spells. Anyway, just some random thoughts, and they're probably not at all original like most of my stuff. It's probably been done in other games or at other tables, and if I'm subconsciously thinking of these things and not remembering that I've seen them elsewhere in another game system or article or voice on a podcast, I apologize if I'm stealing an idea or something and presenting it here as kind of my own, but that's not my intent. I'm just brainstorming, just farting around here on my way to work. So again, thanks for listening.